Today's reading is from Luke, chapter 23, verses 13 to 25. It can be found on page 85 in the New Testament section of the Church Bibles. Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people, and I here have examined him in your presence, and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and released him." Then they all shouted together, "Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us." This was a man who had been put in prison for insurrection that had taken place in the city, and for murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him." But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts, so that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder. And he handed Jesus over as they wished.
Daniel, thank you very much indeed. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, help us to know for ourselves and our lives that Jesus died for us. And help us to know why today is such a good day. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want us today, as we've done already, to think about Barabbas. The first person, it seems to me, who realized that Friday was a good Friday. And this morning, I want us to think how we are like Barabbas. Now, the minute I say that, we're thinking, I'm not like Barabbas. Most of us, I imagine, here in Ecclesall, aren't murderers. Most of us, I imagine, haven't been put in prison. And yet, as I've reflected on this story, I am Barabbas. You are Barabbas. Why? Because Jesus died in my place. Because Jesus died in your place. And each of us has a new start, a new life. Think of Barabbas that day. The dawning of a new life for him when he thought all hope was gone. Each of us has that experience. For those who know that Jesus died for them. I think it's difficult for us 2,000 years on from the events of Good Friday to realize just how shocking this symbol is. A symbol of pain and shame and torture became the symbol of forgiveness, pardon, love and salvation. Tom Holland, who's not a Christian himself but a great writer, speaks of the cross of Christ like this: to be a Christian is to believe that God became man. That's wonder enough, isn't it? But not only that, but suffered a death as terrible as any mortal has ever suffered. That's what it means to be a Christian. But even more than that, it means we know Jesus did that for me, for you. And stories of substitutes and sacrifice and sufferings are across the world. I wonder if you recognize these two characters in these two films. Mulan, and then who else do we have? Tony Stark from The Avengers a few years ago. Both of these characters, in their different ways, Mulan and Iron Man, gave themselves. You remember Mulan? She decides she'll go to war rather than her dad. She risks her whole life for her dad, disguises herself. I won't tell you the end of the story. What about Iron Man? Well, Iron Man sacrifices himself, Tony Stark, for the whole world. One writer, you can Google these things everywhere, one writer said, Iron Man's final act of sacrifice was because at the end of the day, he wanted to save everyone. Substitution, sacrifice, and suffering lie not only at the heart of so many of the stories and films we love, but at the heart of the greatest of stories of this day, Good Friday. And this theme that Jesus dies for us, instead of us, because of us, in our place, isn't only the story for Barabbas, but for each one of us. There's all sorts of verses that speak of this, but I wanted to just pull out two this morning for us to reflect on. Here they are, two verses. Greater love, Jesus says, has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. That's what Jesus has done for each and every one of us. The Apostle Peter writes, for Christ suffered for sins once, 2,000 years ago, for all, to bring us to God. This is what makes Good Friday so very good. And this idea of substitution is at the heart of our salvation. A gentleman called John Stott, in a classic book on the cross of Christ from years ago, said this: the idea of substitution, of Jesus dying in our place, is at the heart of both sin and salvation. Sin is humans substituting themselves for God. That's what we've done. And hear the wonder of what salvation is. Salvation, Jesus dying for us that Good Friday, is God substituting himself for humans. Greater love has no one than this, than they lay down their life for their friends. I wonder how Barabbas thought. We're never told what became of Barabbas. He's one of those many Bible characters that we don't know the end of the story. Did he go to the cross that day to look into the eyes of the one who died for him? We don't know. Was he a changed man, living a new life? We don't know. And yet, Good Friday for us can be the new start and a new life. I was talking to one dear friend in hospital, I remember a Holy Week many years ago, and I asked him, knowing he would be in hospital that Holy Week, what does Good Friday mean to you? And he paused for a long time. And then he said, it means God loves me. It means God loves me, he said, and all the dross, all the wrong of my life, he has taken. And when we came to our brief time together, I said, how can I pray for you? And he said these remarkable words. He said, pray that my life when I am released, not from prison but from hospital, would be better than the life before I came in here. A new life, a new start. I heard the story just a few weeks ago of a lady who reached the end of her life, an elderly lady, at her funeral. And the story was told of how Good Friday became real for her. She'd always known that Jesus died for the sins of the world, but suddenly, at one moment when she was a teenager, she realized Jesus died for her. And that changed and transformed her life so much that even at her funeral, that is what was said by her brother. Jesus died for me. And so this Good Friday, what makes Good Friday so very good is that from Jesus' death, our life flows. He died in our place, that we might know the forgiveness, the love, the acceptance, the welcome of our Heavenly Father, and a new start. Let us pray. Greater love has no one than this, than that they should lay down their life for their friends. Thank you, our Heavenly Father, for all that your Son, our Saviour, went through for us. Help us to take it in, to receive it, to believe it, and to know the joy of a new life from his death. And this we pray in his name. Amen.